to the Wow Factor Radio. I am your host, Chris Garrett. Today's show is brought to you by the Rocky Mountain Horse Expo. Join us March 13, 14, and 15 at the National Western Event Center in beautiful Denver, Colorado. Go to www.rockymountainhorseexpo.com for information on clinicians and presenters available to help you become the equestrian you've always wanted to be. My guest today is a presenter at the Rocky Mountain Horse Expo. Join me in welcoming Cody Harrison. Welcome, Cody.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad you could join us today to tell us about what you do. I know you're going to be doing a number of presentations at the Horse Expo, but we wanted to find out a little more about you and find out what kind of training you do. So tell us about you.
I do Western jumping and dressage.
You know, I looked at your website, and I did see that you had both English and Western available, and saw some pictures of some jumpers there. Do you find that there's much difference between the kind of training you do depending on the discipline?
No, the system that I use works really well for all three of these disciplines and even trail riding. A horse is a horse. Their sizes vary and their temperaments vary, but they all have similar limitations. So as far as cues and the training techniques that I use, they're pretty much the same throughout the three disciplines.
And where do you do this? Where is your facility?
My facility is in Brighton, Colorado at 6505 East 160th. And I'm just moving there, so everything will be brand new.
Ooh, that sounds wonderful. So how did you get into horses? What is your background?
I grew up with ranching and farming in my family, and I actually started taking riding instruction when I was five and continued with instruction through grade school, high school, and then I apprenticed with an international clinician in Arizona for 3 years and traveled around and assisted with clinics from Florida to California and even over in Sweden.
Oh, my gosh, in Sweden, too, huh? That's a beautiful country.
It certainly is.
So what makes you different? What makes you different from other trainers?
One of the biggest things is the fact that I do have a system that works for the three major disciplines that most people ride in. And there's not a huge difference between how I train each horse. And one of the things that I focus on most is making sure that the horse and rider are in balance, not just physically looking at them in balance, but making sure that mentally and emotionally they're in balance and that everything is nice and controlled and everything is going easily. And every time that I get on a horse, it's a different ride and you have to treat it as such. And one of the things that I always try to keep in mind, a quote that I like is actually from Xenophon, who was a horseman back in 400 BC. He has a line in the book of his that says, anything forced or misunderstood can never be beautiful. And I'm always keeping that in mind when I'm either at a clinic or working with a horse. And I want them to be willing to work with me. And I want them to be a partner with me, not where I'm forcing them to do things. I want them to understand what they're doing, not just reacting to something. And I find that that helps keep them calmer and much safer for a rider.
Boy, and all of us are looking for that safe ride. What will you be presenting during the expo?
I will be having a presentation with work in hand for the dressage horse, which is kind of that first step for people to start with their lateral work. So teaching the horse to do it on the ground where it's going to be easier for the horse to understand, where we can use our body position to put the horse in the position that they need to be and make things easier to understand. And then that leads into my next topic that I will be presenting with lateral work for straightness. So now we're going to put our work in hand that we have done to the test with now working under saddle with it. And then what that has to do with straightness is the balance between left and right. So if we get the horse balanced independently to the left with some lateral work and independently to the right with lateral work, and then we put them together and they're even 50-50 as we're riding straight, that is where it comes from.
Well, and that applies to any type of riding, I'm sure, especially when you need something as balanced as for jumping or dressage or
yes,
just working. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So what other services do you offer? Do you take courses in training or people, or how do you offer your services?
Yes, my services that I have, I do have full training for your horse where they come to my facility for an extended amount of time where I work with them on a daily basis. I have weekly lessons that I offer for those in the local area. And then I also do two-day clinics and one-day workshops around Colorado and throughout the Midwest.
So what else do you have planned for this coming year?
This year is actually pretty exciting for my business. Like we started with earlier, I just purchased a brand new facility that I'll be working out of now. And, of course, we have the Colorado Expo coming up. That's always exciting. And then with the clinic coming up in April, and then I also have the Wyoming Horse Expo that I'm going to, and it's just a really good year for me expanding and a lot of new clients to be coming in.
So for our listeners who would like to learn more about you or would like to contact you, can you share your website address?
Yes, my website is ch-equine.com.
So that's ch-equine.com. And you
Correct.
Can talk to Cody Harrison and find out what he does. You learn more about him on his site, and you have contact information on there too, I'm sure.
I do.
All right. Well, Cody, we're very excited to see you at the expo. There's a lot of us who are going to be up there. We'll certainly come. I'm especially intrigued by your in-hand clinic, in-hand for dressage. You don't hear people teaching that very often, and it sounds like something I would really be interested in. Can you tell us just a little more about that?
Well, and it's that first step that a lot of people don't see. When you look up dressage on the internet and everything, you know, you see their fancy steps and the high school maneuvers. And people oftentimes forget, you know, what the basic steps are for those horses to get to that level. So I just wanted to give everybody an opportunity to see how it was done and give them some thoughts in their mind of how they could give them a path to their end goal.
Wow, I'm really looking forward to that. What do you know what day that's going to be? Is that on the schedule?
I believe it is Friday and Saturday. One at
Friday
8 a.m. on Friday, and then the other one is in the afternoon on Saturday.
Okay, terrific. So for folks who are interested in that, you can go to RockyMountainHorseExpo.com and look at the schedule and find out when Cody's going to be presenting and come take a peek at what he's doing. Well, Cody, I'm excited that you've got a new facility. Looking forward to meeting you at the Horse Expo, and sounds like you're going to be traveling around the country sharing your work all over the place. So congratulations on a successful career, and good luck to you for what you're going to be doing in the future.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show today. Again, this is Chris Garrett for the Wow Factor Radio. Join us next time for a brand new show. We'll see you at the expo. Thank you, Cody. Bye-bye.